The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
On Saturday, October 22nd, the second annual Kids Classic Fishing Tourney kicks off from Tiki Lee's Dock Bar. Go Fish, the sponsor, is awarding over $15,000 in money and prizes to kids ages 3 to 9, 10 to 16, and even parents who register. You can pick the fish you want to target, too, from perch to rockfish to catfish and more. Once you register, you can fish anywhere from the Bay Bridge north to Conowingo, from land or on a boat. Lines in at 9 a.m., lines up at 3:30, weigh-ins till 5 p.m. at Tiki Lee's, 4309 Shore Road in Sparrows Point. Register for the Kids Classic Fishing Tourney on October 22nd. GoFishIncorporated.com. That's GoFishIncorporated.com. That's where you go to register. For more information, please call or text Tony at 443-250-7153. That's 443-250-7153. Now let's go fish.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, Rob.
Can you turn your input up for me? I can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
It's on my side.
You can hear?
No. Local.
Can you hear me?
Nope.
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 Now can you hear me? Now
nope.
Can you hear me? Now
nope.
Can you hear me? Now
nope.
Can you hear me? Now can you hear me?
Yes.
All right.
There we now go. You're too loud. That's way too much of you.
Oh, thank you.
There we go. Perfect.
All right. Well,
I can't wait till next year.
Yeah, I know. This is going to be fun.
Why can't I wait till next year?
Because we're going to go.
Because Jameson is going to be able to fish.
Jameson will be able to fish. That's right.
I have a very special captain that knows who he is that I need to talk to about that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So if he's listening today, we're going to be talking.
Well, this tournament was put off from October 1st.
Right, because
Ian. The hurricane, whatever you want to call it.
It was horrible.
I know.
Horrible.
Yep. A lot of rain. A lot of.
Not a lot of rain. There are people down there that are still.
Oh, talking Florida. Yeah, I know. It's horrible.
This is one of the deadliest hurricanes ever for Florida.
Yes, it is. No question. So glad your sister got out.
Yep. They had a little damage, but nothing like anyone else. Nothing to complain about.
That's good. That's good. Glad to hear it. So we're going to interview Tony Saponaro in the 6 o'clock hour about the kids fishing tournament. And, interesting guy.
Well, I know. That's the only reason I'm here. I would be back in bed asleep if you weren't doing that. But when you told me who the guest was,
yeah,
I decided to stay up.
Well, aren't you special?
Please understand, I just drove home yesterday. So
rode home.
Well, yeah, I rode home. Teresa drove. Gosh.
Yeah, rockfish, snakehead, catfish, bass, eel, carp, white perch, and unusual catch. Separate.
I know. I just think it's an amazing tournament.
Yep.
I wish I could. Well, I can fish it, right? Adults can fish it, too.
Yeah, but you have to have a kid in it, so.
Well, I know that. I think that was the whole point.
Am I giving you a hard time on purpose?
I'm going the hell back to Vermont. Heck, back to Vermont.
You said a bad word.
I said a bad word. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm going back to Vermont. I was no stress, no nothing, just pretty leaves, nice people, broken elevators.
Yeah, broken elevators. That didn't work well in the hotel, did it?
Well, it got fixed. They flipped a switch.
Flipped a switch?
Because I can tell you this much, if it was still broken, I'd still been up in that hotel room right now.
I got it. Well, welcome back. Glad you made it back in time for the show, aren't you?
I am now.
Good. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, we are giving away a muzzleloader at the end of the month. We're giving away a CVA muzzleloader. We haven't heard what brand, what model yet.
Well, that's exciting then.
I know.
They don't have any idea what they can get.
No, I know. It's a surprise. We know it's going to be a CVA muzzleloader. You know, something that you can take in the woods and harvest a deer with. And then the other thing we're doing at the end of November, we're giving away two muzzleloaders, one for an adult and one for a kid.
That was donated back.
Donated back last year. Yes, it was. So,
and I'm excited about that because it's kind of a Christmas present for a kid.
So very easy to register. You can register online. Just email your name and phone number to me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That lets me know that you're listening and that you prefer to do that. And we want you to nominate a kid, too. You can do that by email, too, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's my last name, our last name, Ellis.
Thanks.
Well, you all weren't always an Ellis. You were a couple of other things.
I can't say that on the air, either.
before I met you. But anyway, it's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And name and phone number, put muzzleloader contest or radio contest or something in the subject line so I know what it's all about. And you can nominate a kid on the air, or you can call in and nominate a kid on the air, or you can call in and put your own name in the hat on the air. So all you got to do is call the phone number, 410-WCBF-680, 410-922-6680, 922-6680, and register. Name and number, and then sounds terrible this morning? Wonder why we sound terrible this morning.
Which one of us?
You, I think.
Who said that?
Like you're in another room from the mic. That would be you. Okay. How's that,
John? Is that better?
I think so. How are you, John? I think he's in New Hampshire. So we'll see. Maybe it's the board. I don't know. Everything okay on the board there, Aaron? Sounds like we're in another room.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. Anyway, call in. Leave your name and number with Aaron and go on the air with me and Robin. Just say hi. I wanted to get in the contest. You can ask a question. You can make a comment. But we don't require anything else other than you simply saying, I want to get in the contest. And you're in. How's that work? Pretty good, right? All right, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Mm-hmm. Yes, dear?
Aaron's blowing my ears out. Do you want it coming down?
All right, this one right here, I believe.
Okay, thank you. I'll try it again.
All right.
That took me by surprise.
Well, let's see who's on the line here. Is that any better, John? We're trying different things. We hope. Oh, good. Okay. Good morning, Stan.
Hi, Stan.
Now you got it. Mr. Allen sounded far away. Ms. Robin sounded like she was right up in the cab with me.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't me.
Yeah, it was.
It's always me.
Well, you wanted to go to Vermont. I can get you as close as the Harbor Tunnel.
I'll take it. I want to go back. It was so peaceful up there and so quiet. No stress.
You might want to think about digging out your long johns because it's a little chilly out here this morning.
Oh, I tell you, when we were up there, it went from extremely cold to where I could wear a tank top. I mean, it was really weird.
Well, it was about the same way down here. It got real warm.
Yeah.
Anybody noticed this morning, since about midnight, it has been one beautiful moon tonight.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, I think the full moon is the 10th.
Absolutely gorgeous. I wanted to jump in real quick. I'm kind of delayed in my deliveries this morning, but I wanted to say thank you both, and thank Mr. Tacklebox Tim.
Yes, sir.
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
No. I won't, but I know a grandson who will.
Oh, that's awesome.
There you go.
That is awesome, Stan.
He'll be able to cast those lures a long, long way, won't he?
Well, the problem I have with Tim, I really didn't understand what was going on through the correspondence I got, you know, with the letter I got with it. But I'm not sure. The problem is is getting my young, well, young, my, yeah, young grandson to some bigger waters.
Yeah. Yep.
Because he sent some really nice stuff that looks good, and I know it would work, but they're still kind of pond and stream now.
I got it.
I'd love to get them a little bit closer to faster water.
I got it.
Well, we'll see what people think or can do. Or
yep.
You never know.
We'll see what happens.
But it was amazing. It was amazing. I looked in the mailbox and I thought, what is that? And I brought it inside and I looked. I was like, ooh, honey, can... No, I got a job to do. but I took them out. It's been said before, I might be a lot of things, but... above all, I'm a good provider.
That's good.
I have no social life. Help me. I took a picture and I sent it on, and oh my God, my grandson's eyes lit up, and I've got to get a hold of this gentleman that does these lures. I need to speak to him immensely. If they're going to stay here as long as they're here, then that means I might have to purchase another gift pack for my grandson.
Well, we'll see what we can do about that.
We'll get you in touch with him.
Oh, that would be great. Would be great.
I
got something technical to do with this tractor,
right.
And then I've got to get rid of my stuff. I am listening. I think
all right, buddy.
Got up early, too. So cool. Let me get out of here. You get on with the show, and we will be listening, and thank you both once again, and Mr. Tim.
Right. Stan, one caveat. I want a picture whenever he uses them, okay?
Oh. My son's got his own YouTube thingy jiggy.
Right.
Oh, I know. But you just snap a picture of your grandson when he uses it. Okay.
Thanks.
I will do this. All right. Enjoy the morning. We'll be listening.
Awesome. Thank you. Safe travels.
All right. Thank you, boo. We'll see you in a little bit.
Yep. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Richard in Rosedale. Good morning, Richard.
Morning, Richard. Hello, Richard.
Did Richard have to leave us? Aaron?
Sorry, Richard. Give us a
call
back.
Sorry, buddy. Hey. Not yet. So, all right. Let's see. Let's talk to... let's tell you about our friends at Clyde Sport Shop, talking about CVA muzzleloaders. Clyde Sport Shop has just taken on the line of CVA muzzleloaders. They had another brand. The other company went out of business, unfortunately. Took everybody by surprise. But now Clyde's put the stocks all the CVA muzzleloaders, the Optima V2, the Acura, the new Acura LRX, the Paramount. That's for long-range muzzleloader hunting. And not only the muzzleloader, but they have the Scout TD2. The Scout is a straight wall cartridge in 45-70, so that'll work in any of the shotgun counties here in Maryland. Nice looking gun, single shot, 45-70. All at Clyde Sport Shop. Of course, they have the CVA accessories, the Black Powder, the Pyrodex, the Blackhorn 209, the 777, all the belt. Early muzzleloader season comes in on October 20th. That's my favorite day of the year. Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108 for firearms, licenses, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. Make sure you stop by Clyde Sport Shop, ClydesFishingGear.com. You know, you heard what the weather's going to do. I've been telling you for weeks and weeks and weeks, get into Hearth America at Backyard Billy's because the cold weather's coming. It's going down into the 40s tonight. Okay?
Cool.
Yeah. So, good time to get the fireplace rocking and rolling. But, you know, if you don't have that gas fireplace insert and you haven't got your wood cut and you haven't hauled your wood in and you haven't made all that dirt, maybe the flue's shot and you got to start. Well, I'm just trying to say, make it more convenient on yourself. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. And Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries that Enviro brand and Regency as well. You should act now before the fall rush. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you will be ready for the now here cold weather. It will be here sooner than you think, like tonight. Hey, visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked his plan, but it came undone when it got around to goddamn guns. Well, I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working.
Let's talk to Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Morning, Richard.
Nice to hear from you, and I want to get in on your contest.
You are.
You got it.
Yes, and my son, Richard, from Kingsville, he won that shotgun last time you had that contest.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
I was hoping that maybe I can get in there and win this one.
Hey, look, buddy, it's all random. Did he use it in the season last year?
Yes.
Did he take
okay,
a deer with
it? My ears are very bad, sir, so, and I can't hear you too well, so I'm just going to say thank you very much for putting me in on the contest.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Richard. You have a great day.
Yes, ma'am, and thanks again.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. We're good. Any other callers on the line? Be a good time to call, folks. Nobody's on the line. You get right in. Get in on the contest. Email is Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Somebody emailed and said, can we enter every week or can we, once a year? Once a month. You can enter every week, but you're only going to get one shot at the contest. We love hearing from you. So, you know, that's the way I'll put that. All right. Can you please fix Robin's mic? She sounds like the mic is right up to her mouth. We can hear every breath she takes, And Alan, you sound like you're across the room. I don't know what to say on that one. Do you?
Me either.
No. That is true. Well, that's the second time we heard that. So the listeners are very paying much attention.
I'm sorry if I'm breathing too.
I'm going to turn you down just a little bit. I'm going to turn me up just a little bit. So Aaron can. It's hard for Aaron to tell because he's in the studio.
Right.
So, sorry, folks. Keep those texts coming in. Keep those emails coming in. We'll try to fix it as best we can. So I move my mic closer to my mouth. I turn my volume up. I turn Robin's volume down, and her mic is...
I moved it away from my mouth a little.
Moved it away from her mouth a little bit.
But I did have a lot of allergies up there, so it could be that, too.
That's very possible. Hey, John B., nice to hear from you. So, oh, my goodness. Seems like a struggle here for the first half hour, doesn't it?
It did this morning.
Yeah.
We saw these guys up there surfing off the back of their John boat, the surfboard.
Uh-huh.
Going up and down the... I'd never seen that before.
Were they being towed?
Yeah.
On the surfboard? Like water...
By a John boat. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. How about those guys that cheated in the walleye tournament in Lake Erie?
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Our buddy John in North Carolina sent the video. Of course, I'd seen some of it, but I don't know, those of you who fish heard about this, there was a walleye tournament on the Walleye Trail. These guys were, like, hot. They were the hottest walleye fishermen out there. I mean, they were winning everything. They won a boat in first place, a second place in all these tournaments. The big tournament comes up, and they weigh these fish. You know, that's how this works. And of course, you know, you get a 26-inch walleye that weighs 9 pounds, there's something wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's something wrong. Because the way I calculate the weight of a walleye is really weird. Okay, I take the last number, if it's 26 inches, the fish weighs 6 pounds. If it's 28 inches, the fish weighs 8 pounds. That's just the way I've always, you know, figured walleye. All the walleye I've caught have all kind of fallen in that same thing. Now, you get into anything smaller than, you know, 22, 23 inches, it's a toss-up. But those bigger fish, you can figure if it's, like I said, 26 inches, it's going to weigh 6 pounds. If it's 27 inches, it's going to weigh 7 pounds. Well, these guys, these weights on these walleyes were way off the mark. And the weighmaster picked that fish up and immediately announced, "We have weights in fish." And when he said that and felt that weight, he came unglued on these two guys. I mean, unglued. And
there was a lot of cussing.
There was a lot of cussing. A lot of cussing. And he threw those guys out in no uncertain terms. He reported them to DNR, local law enforcement, everything else, because these guys had won, you know, a lot of money. And I think it was $10,000 or something up for stake on this one. So you do that by deception. That, I mean, you know, by deceiving people on how you got your prize, that is theft by deception, and it can be a felony. So these guys are out nationwide. They've been shamed nationwide. I wouldn't stick my head above. I wouldn't stick my head out of my hole here for a long time if that were me. But I wouldn't do it. So,
but those guys weren't fighting back. It was just kind of weird. The whole thing was a little.
You cut two or four fish open with weights in all of and.
I would have left. Okay, they didn't leave. They were standing there, so I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. Now you're too close to the mic.
Oh, my God.
No, you're not.
I'm not. I don't know what's wrong.
I don't know.
I should have stayed in bed. I said I was going to stay in bed.
You said you were going to stay in bed. All right. See, that it may not be she's too close to the mic. It may be this adjustment on this machine. Sometimes putting this machine away, they get turned and twisted. But anyway, these two guys, you know, I don't know what they thought they were going to get away with. I really don't. So, anyway, have any of you ever been in a fishing tournament or been in a fishing tournament where you suspected someone of cheating? You know, I have on the Chesapeake Bay.
Really?
Yep. It was a bluefish tournament. And there were very few fish caught. And I think it was out of Chesapeake Beach. I'm not sure. But a guy came in with two giant bluefish. And everybody's like, where'd he get those? We didn't find those fish. And they're pretty good bluefish fishermen. Turns out the guy had a really, really high-powered boat, and he had relatives in the commercial fishing business offshore. And what they think happened is that he met them somewhere on the bay and picked up a couple of fish, you know, plenty enough fish to win the tournament. And there was no way to prove it, you know. But he walked away with the money. So, yeah. Chase Kaminsky and Jake Runyon finally got caught. So I guess they were doing this the whole time. Okay. All right. Yeah, yeah. The walleye cheaters. That's all you got to do. Put that in your search engine and walleye cheaters. You'll see it. It's everywhere. Yes, Captain Dawn, you're in the contest. Appreciate that. Via email. All right. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. Hear all that? That's what people commenting about the way the Robin sounds. Sounds slightly better, but muffled. Robin is clearer than you, but neither of you are crystal clear, like a haze, like you're talking through masks under your blankets in the room next door. Good grief, John. Could you be any more
hey, Hunt,
descriptive?
Turn what? My fan off and see if that helps.
You know what?
That might help. Just thought of that.
I think that solved the whole problem right there, Robin.
Well, let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. All right, let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Alan, good morning.
How are you?
Morning, Lee.
All right. I figured I'd try get in on this contest. I currently have an Encore that I was using. The daggone thing, I had nothing but problems with it misfiring. So I went to my 58 caliber Zuloff cap and ball.
That'll work.
And that thing worked fine. It's not meant for any distance.
No.
But where I hunt, I'm, you know, most of the shots I'm are 75, 50 yards at the most. And,
yep.
And it worked good last year. I mean,
yeah.
I've had the gun since I was 12 years old. And, you know, it's black powder with a round ball.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Nope. And it did the job on a nice buck and a couple does. So I'm going to
if you get used to your firearm, why not, you know?
Yeah, I was a little disheartened by the fact that the, I don't know if it was the breech plug or what it is. I talked to my cousin about it, and he suggested a couple different primers and stuff like that, but I said, you know what, it's a primitive gun I've had since I was, you know, a young boy and really never hunted with it back then, and it got tired of sitting up over the mantle, so I said, well, I'm going to use this thing until I maybe win a CVA from you all.
There you go. Well, good luck. Good luck on
that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, very good.
Yeah, good fishing report out on the bay. We've been catching some pretty nice rockfish right now.
Really?
Yes, around the bay bridge, or we're jigging around the pilings there, and a good bite on the rockfish. It's good to see there are a lot of fish with color coming up out of the Solomon's area, coming up the bay, and it's a good slug of decent fish coming up. So
good. What sizes are they running?
Alan, the ones I had were 4 to up to about 10 pounds.
4 to 10, you that's know, nice.
Beautiful fish. Yeah, and the thing I haven't seen this year is, I don't know if other charter captains or whatnot, I haven't seen a lot of the smaller fish.
Really?
You know, the
17-18-inch undersized fish.
The only, in the sanctuary of the Patapsco, we're seeing some smaller fish. But typically around the bridge and, you know, with birds working and stuff, we would be seeing some smaller rockfish. And I haven't been seeing them. There's maybe other anglers that are fishing elsewhere, but with the bird activity and stuff that we would normally be seeing in the fall, it just hasn't happened this year. So,
No birds. No breaking fish.
No. I don't know if it's young in the year, because a lot of the breaking fish you do see are typically the 10, the 12, 14-inch fish.
Right.
And haven't seen any of that at all the entire summer, and usually into the fall is when you do see that, but it's been non-existent. So,
got it.
Not too sure what's going on with that, but there's bigger fish jigging around the pilings in that 25 to 35, 40 foot deep. And there a lot of guys are live, line, and spot, but they're not getting down deep enough with the rigs they use. They use a spot and a split shot. You need to get down pretty deep.
Got it.
To get to these fish.
But get to the fish. Sure. It makes sense. Yeah, I mean, that's what they tell you about the breaking fish, too. If you're trying to fish breaking fish, you want to get underneath them, because that's where the bigger fish are waiting.
Bigger fish are always underneath. Yeah.
Underneath, because they the little fish are into the menhaden or whatever they're into, and they're chopping the fish in half, and those pieces are floating down through the school, and the big fish are sitting down there. I'm not running those bait fish all over the place. I'll just wait here for my meal, so.
Yeah.
Instead of throwing a half inch jig, throw an ounce and get through those little fish quick before they bite it, and you might get onto some bigger fish at the bottom. So,
well, today I'm got a treat. My daughter's going to take me fishing in the upper Susquehanna for smallmouth bass.
Oh, well, good for you, buddy.
I am so looking forward to that.
That's a fun trip.
And actually, I'm going to go tell her I'm awake soon, and let's go.
All right.
Oh, that's
awesome. We got other callers, and I will let you go.
Okay.
Have a super day today.
Take care. Take care, Lee. Bye-bye. Good luck. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Alan, Rob. How are you all?
Good. Doing well. Good. How are you?
Yeah, okay, I guess.
Got it.
I'm here.
So what's up?
I guess not a whole lot.
No? Gotcha. You headed anywhere today? You going to any tractor pools or anything?
No, not today, or
not today.
Anyway,
that tractor pool season's about over, isn't it?
Well, we got the local pool club has one on the 29th, so we got.
Good. Glad to hear it. So, well, at least it gives you a break. Get out of the house every now and then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you been out hunting yet?
Not too much. I guess I went dove hunting about three times, I think, three or four times. So didn't get anything.
I got you. Well,
I think I've only shot like four times out of my so far.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, at least you're getting out there. That's the main thing. Yeah. I haven't done anything yet this year, but I'm thinking maybe this afternoon I might get out a little bit. We'll see. I haven't scouted, I know the property pretty well, but I'm like a lot of guys, I'm afraid to look, because of the EHD. I don't want to find one of my target bucks, dead in a creek somewhere, but it's possible. So, and they're finding them nearby. I'm going to talk about Spurrier's Tire Service here in a minute. I talked to Brent the other day, and he said he's got 6 combine tires to fix. Robin?
Really?
Yeah. They're doing the combine in the corn, they're going through the corn. They're actually spending 3 hours checking the cornfields for dead deer before they run the combine through.
Wow.
Because it's one tire, $6,000.
And that'll take a tire out.
A deer antler will take a tire out.
Wow. Yeah, he's got unbelievable.
Got 6 of them. 2 on one farm from Cordova. What do you think of that?
That's not good.
No, that's not good at all.
But that means they didn't check the field.
Well, why would you? I mean, you just go out there and you cut your corn. Live deer run away. The dead ones with the big racks bust your tires.
Right.
So, anyway, how about that, Glenn? That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, maybe with this cool weather, you'll be able to get out and do a little crossbow hunting. What do you think?
Yeah. Got to get a crossbow first. I've got regular compound, but I don't know. I have a crossbow yet.
You don't have a crossbow. All right. Well, you shoot. Shoot the compound, right?
Huh? Yeah.
You can still shoot the compound. Maybe we ought to find a crossbow sponsor, Robin. What do you think?
I think we should look into it.
Let's see what happens. All right, brother. Well, thank you for the call, Glenn. Nice hearing right. from you. All right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You take care.
God bless.
See you, buddy.
Take it easy, Glenn.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Hey, folks, Chesapeake Outdoors is having a sale. Talk about crossbows. 15% off all the Raven 500s. Have you seen this Raven 500, 500 sniper? Take a look at that thing. 15% off. Those shotguns, or those, yeah, shotguns. Those crossbows start about right around $3,000. I mean, it's incredible the prices that some of these high-end crossbows are getting. The Raven 500, plenty of them in stock, and 15% off is not an insignificant amount of money. So check that out at Chesapeake Outdoors. You know, they carry Matthews bows, they carry Nitro, the 10-point Nitro, they carry crossbows for any season, any budget. But that deal on the Raven's a pretty good one. Now, the Rhino block that you want to use to shoot that crossbow into, your practice block, comes with a free insert. They're 20% off. All HUK, the hook clothing, 40% off for you anglers that like to wear that hook clothing. You know, they fit good, they feel good, and, you know, they got a lot of sun protection for you. 40% off all hook clothing. Now, remember I've been talking about self-defense shotguns, you know, pump shotgun, mm-hmm. Chiappa. What's the other one? Anyway, they're 20% off. Escort, Chiappa and Escort, 20% off. And here's the big news. For those of you who like straight wall cartridge guns, either the 350 Legend or the 450 Bushmaster, you can find them at Chesapeake Outdoors in the Ruger American platform, including the Go Wild, which is a really nice one, camo stock. You'll like it. About a dozen or more in stock, at least. I know there's a dozen in 450 and half a dozen in 350, so you might want to stop in and check that out before the season. So that's Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island. If you want to use your GPS, just put Chesapeake Outdoors in, or 1707 Main Street, Chester. Why not stop by today? They got everything, live bait, Rambo bikes, all kinds of firearms, Costa sunglasses, bow fishing packages, live bait. You name it, they've got it. Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. The previously mentioned Spurry's Tire. I got a call the other day from Tackle Box Tim. What's the name of that guy what's the name of your tire dealer there in Easton? Spurry's Tire. I got a slow leak in a tire. I'm on my way to Ocean City. Stopped in, talked to Brent. Fixed him up, got him back on the road in about 15 minutes, got his tire fixed. Had a nail in his tire, so how about that? Instant service. We love those guys at Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Road, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done, featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any tractor, any machine, anything in your backyard, your lawnmowers, your wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including diagnosing and filling your vehicles, taking care of your vehicle's check engine light. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. So if your combine strikes a deer antler in the field and goes flat, Spurry's Tire Service can fix it. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way.
Hey Aaron, is that John Anderson? Yep, I know. Hey, John.
Hey, Alan. Hey. How you doing?
I'm doing good, John. Yeah. Robin was just up your way. She was in Vermont and New Hampshire yesterday. Massachusetts yesterday.
Yeah, but yep. I was in New Hampshire too.
Yep.
Oh, really? I'm on my way into Massachusetts. I live in New Hampshire, heading down to Mass to go to work. Usually, I don't call in because I drive a truck and it's very noisy. You know, just like,
I got it. Yeah.
I always listen to you.
Yep. So yeah. So you were having some reception problems this morning, huh?
Well, you guys have heard Robin breathing real heavily, like the mic was in her mouth, and then you both still sound muffled, like there's an interference issue.
Yeah, we shouldn't be. I don't know what that is. I think we're doing pretty well down here. I don't know what the interference is, but
that's
who knows?
Weird.
How do we sound on the phone to you?
It's a little muffled too on the phone, so that's why I wasn't sure if it was you there. You know, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't either,
like,
buddy.
So I want to ask you guys about snakeheads. How you doing, Robin? Next time you're up here, by the way, let me know. Let's connect and have lunch or something.
I would love to. In fact, there was this one brewery that we went into for dinner, and if you walked on one side of this line in the brewery, you were in Vermont. You walk on the next line, and you were in New Hampshire.
So the brewery was built on the state.
Yeah, Brattleboro.
Brattleboro, yeah.
I was just in Brattleboro. Yes, the wetland or something, I think it's called. I'm trying to remember the name of it.
Whetstone.
That's it, the Whetstone. Yeah, I know right where you are.
Yeah, we were just there all this week. We went to Mystic first, and then we were in Brattleboro from Tuesday on.
Jeez, like 40 minutes from where I live. That'd be awesome if you get back up this way for sure.
Well, there you go.
I promise. I will get a hold of you.
She's going to drag me up there kicking and screaming one of these. I mean, we're going to enjoy
gonna soon,
New
I'm
England
not
together one of these days soon.
Yeah, I actually sat in on Alan's radio show like, 10 years ago now?
Been a while, yeah. Yeah.
Been a long time.
Yeah.
So I was asking you guys about snakeheads. I remember Robin saying if you change the name from snakeheads to something else, maybe people would have more of an appetite to try them, you know?
Yeah.
That's right.
You're right.
I don't talk about them much.
Well, you know what the original name of Orange Ruffy was?
No.
Slimehead.
Oh my goodness, really?
Yeah.
are these disgusting, right?
Nobody. Hey, how about some of this slime head for dinner? Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. Are snakeheads still a problem down there? Because I never hear you talking about them anymore.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. They've become the new bass fishing down here. You know, I've been on the air long enough to know that we've gone through the bass fishing and bass fishing tournament, Bassmasters, craze. Then it was fly fishing, and everybody wanted to go fly fishing and, fly fishing guides and all that stuff. And then we went through something else, and it just people get focused on one thing, and then it becomes a craze, and then it eventually dies a slow death. But snakeheads are right there right now. That's the thing here in Maryland, because they're so prolific. They breed like 3 or 4 times a year. They grow fast. They're relatively easy to catch. They get big. I mean, they get 30 inches long. They're a top-tier predator, and people like targeting. And they fish for them in kayaks. They fish. They're in every river now. They started in the Potomac, and now they're in every river system in the Chesapeake. And, they're big, strong, very tasty fish that people have focused on, they're doing the environment good by taking them out of there. There's bow fishing businesses. There's lure businesses that have sprung up around the snakehead. So it's pretty pretty fantastic what's happened. But that doesn't mean they're any good to the environment.
Are they good eating?
They're delicious.
They're amazing.
Yeah, Robin's eating them. I've eaten them. They're very, very good.
Is it like a white fish?
Yes.
Flounder almost?
I compare them to walleye.
See, I've never had walleye, so I can't tell you.
Yep. Walleye, flounder, they're more tasty than halibut,
like
but
cod,
I mean, what? I mean,
the halibut kind of, no.
No, haddock.
Haddock, yeah.
More like haddock. So.
Oh, okay, all right. Do they harm other fish or they?
Yeah, they do. They do. And that's what we don't know what the total effect on the environment is. They just, like I said, they're so prolific and. Like in Dorchester County, which is like the headquarters for them, the center of the universe, they use all those ditches along all those drainage ditches that drain the marsh. They use those as their travel corridors. And if it floods, they just flip across the road, go to the next place.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they can. I mean, they actually can walk across the road. I mean, the Frankenfish movies, where they're down in the bayou in Louisiana or jumping out of water and taking people off the dock. It's not quite that bad yet, but,
Wow, crazy.
But there's
I hit a deer up here, Alan, last week with my car for the first time.
Yeah.
I seen it coming across the road, and I hit the brakes, And as they hit the brakes, the deer ran right into the driver's side of my car and kind of fumbled around and got back up.
Oh, well, that's good.
The woods.
Yep. All right. Hey, look, John. Thanks. Nice hearing from you. I've got some stuff to do, so I'm going to have to let you go, buddy. Thank you.
Talk to you there. Thanks, Ron.
You got it. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. All right. Let's talk about fireplace inserts. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We got to give the sponsors their due, right?
Yep.
Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We love the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the firebox. It looks like logs burning in there, the room-filling heat from the blower. You know, you can see the fireplace, and it's just gorgeous. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands. You should act now before the fall rush. It's here. The fall rush has started. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the, well, it's now here, cold weather. It's here sooner than you think, like tonight. BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Why not stop by this weekend? Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Hey, there's a big sale on Hook clothing at Chesapeake Outdoors, 40% off. Home defense shotguns, 20% off. Sale of 15% off Raven crossbows and much more. Chesapeake Outdoors, we'll tell you more about that in the next hour. We'll give them a better shot here. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 410-604-2500. But we will expand on that. What I'd like to tell you about right now, what I'd like you to do is let's go fish on Saturday, October 22nd, the second annual Kids Classic Fishing Tournament. Kids Classic kicks off from Tiki Lee's Dock Bar. That's right, Tiki Lee's Dock Bar in Sparrows Point. Go Fish, the sponsor, is awarding over $15,000 in money and prizes to kids ages 3 to 9, 10 to 16, and even parents who register. You can pick the fish you want to target, too, from perch to rockfish to catfish and much more. Once you register, you can fish anywhere from the Bay Bridge north to Conowingo, from the land or on a boat. Lines in at 9 a.m., lines up at 3:30, weigh-ins till 5 p.m. at Tiki Lee's, 4309 Shore Road in Sparrows Point. Register for the Kids Classic Fishing Tourney on October 22nd at www.gofishincorporated.com. That's gofishincorporated.com. For more information, please call or text Tony at 443-250-7153. That's 443-250-7153. Now let's go fish. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Saponaro will be our guest in the next hour to talk more about Let's Go Fish and the Kids Fishing Tourney coming up in 2 weeks. So we look forward to that. And for now,
everybody get out, stay safe, go fishing.